a three-day biotechnology and industrial farming expo sponsored by the United States government and held in Sacramento ended on Wednesday. Agriculture ministers and other invited guests came from around the world to the convention center in Sacramento for what amounted to a high-tech trade show. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the State Department sponsored the conference. Ann Veneman is the secretary for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Last year at the World Food Summit in Rome, we agreed that we had not made sufficient progress in advancing the goal of reducing the number of hungry people in the world by half by the year 2015. And so we agreed that we would host an international conference to talk about alleviating hunger through productivity increases by using science and technology, and that's what this conference is a result of. It really is a historic conference. Dr. Rita Caldwell, the head of the National Science Foundation here in the United States, was the luncheon speaker who talked about the promise of what we will be able to do to advance science because of what we're discovering with genomics. She said, if we are serious about making hunger and famine a thing of the past, we must use every tool we can develop.
But not everyone who came to Sacramento as a result of the conference agreed with the secretary's analysis of the situation. A few thousand demonstrators, scholars, scientists, and activists also came to the capital city to express their views on biotechnology and to counter what they say is false and misleading information being given by the U.S. government and private corporations that profit from the biotech field. One of those people is Percy Schmeiser, a Canadian farmer who was sued by the Monsanto Corporation.
I'm going to tell you not what could happen or may happen, but what has happened with the introduction in 1996 of GMOs in both our countries. Now, what happened to me in 1998, Monsanto laid a lawsuit against me, and this is on canola, a patent infringement case, and they said I had infringed on their patent because they had found some of Monsanto's Roundup Ready canola in the ditch along my field. My wife and I stood up to Monsanto at that time because we were very concerned because for 50 years I was a seed developer in canola, and we were very concerned that the seed we had developed, our pure seed over half a century, was now contaminated with Monsanto's GMOs, which we definitely did not want. Patent laws come under federal jurisdiction, so it went to the Federal Court of Canada with one judge. And after 2 years of pre-trial, Monsanto withdrew all allegations against me I had ever obtained their seed illegally and planted it, but they said it didn't matter. The fact that they found some plants in the ditch along my field, I violated their patent. We now then appealed it to the Supreme Court of Canada, and three or four weeks ago, the Supreme Court of Canada ruled in my favor that they will hear my case on the whole issue of the rights of farmers and whether you can patent a life-giving form. So that is how farmers can lose their rights with the introduction of GMOs, of not being able to use their seed from year to year, a total rights of farmers being taken away.
Beginning on Saturday, there were various counter-conference events throughout Sacramento. On Saturday, an all-day teach-in took place on the campus of the California State University in Sacramento, addressing the issues of world hunger and alternatives to biotech. On Monday evening, 1,000 people packed into the Crest Theater on K Street to hear a debate between opponents and proponents of genetic engineering. And despite a heavy police presence throughout the downtown area, there were marches, demonstrations, and acts of civil disobedience. Perhaps as many as 100 people were arrested during the last several days in Sacramento. On Monday, a large rally took place on the west steps of the state capitol.
Ministers from around the world are coming to hear corporate America talk about genetically modified organism, when in fact all they have to do is come right over here and find and learn about alternative form of sustainable agriculture.
Luke Anderson is with the Genetic Engineering Action Network.
This is a desperate attempt by the U.S. government to gather support for its position on agriculture, the content of which is corporate control of the food system, just a handful of big agribusiness companies getting ever-increasing control of the global food supply, genetic engineering of food crops, fisheries and forests, water privatization, and driving family farmers off the land. We currently have less farmers in America farming the land than we do have people in prison in the United States. I think that it's clear that from the fact that this is a corporate expo running alongside this ministerial, what the agenda is. And it's the reason why the largest people's movement in the world, Via Campesina, representing hundreds of millions of peasant farmers in the global south, have called on people in the United States to denounce this ministerial as an illegitimate, undemocratic attempt to hijack the global food system.
You see, we're living in the land where the buffalo used to roam. Now we just built home after home, clone sheep after sheep, living cheek to cheek, killing one another for religious and spiritual belief. Native Americans used to sleep in peace. Now the families are left with nothing left but to weep for weeks for the deceased. I watch crime rates that will never decrease, while the world's population's at a never-ending increase, rising to 6 billion at least. 24% of all mammals are extinct. And who's to blame? Let me think. The ozone layer constantly depletes as we build more cars to drive down our already busy streets. Humans are seen, we've sold the soul to the devil, and the price was cheap. With logging industry chopping down tree after tree, cutting down all of the earth's natural beauty, so there's no more rainforest left for our children to see. Land of the brave and home of the free, but we won't even let Mumia be. Who's the problem? Is it you or me?
Is it you or is it me? Can you buy me? Dolores Huerta, co-founder of the United Farm Workers. Dolores Huerta, why are you here today?
Well, this is a very important demonstration. We know that without this demonstration, this message would not get out, because the major media will not be reporting how dangerous this genetically modified food is. And it's not only the fact that this food has never been examined, or it hasn't been tested by EPA or FDA or none of those organizations that are out there, those agencies that are there to protect our food supply, have had access to see if this food is dangerous or not. And this is why the European nations are not letting this food in. You know, they want to be able to preserve their agricultural practices, their agricultural products, and they have no reason to let this food in. But it's even more than that. It's about who controls our food supply.
Tito Barbini, who speaks through an interpreter, is the regional minister for agriculture of Tuscany, Italy. He spoke at one of the many counter-expo press conferences that were being held throughout the city.
Sono venuto a Sacramento per testimoniare non solo la nostra contrarietà agli OGM, ma affermare che un'altra agricoltura è possibile.
I have come here to Sacramento to give testimony not only about Tuscany's opposition to GMOs, but to show that an alternative agriculture is definitely possible.
La regione toscana ha approvato una legge da 4 anni che vieta la coltivazione e l'immissione in Toscana, nella nostra regione, dei prodotti OGM.
The region of Tuscany 4 years ago has passed a law that bans the growing and the import of OGM products into our region.
Altre regioni europee stanno procedendo su questa strada, ad esempio il Galles in Inghilterra.
And there are also other regions that are following suit in our path, that are passing the same kind of legislation. An example is Galles at the moment.
Qualità, sostenibilità ambientale e sicurezza alimentare. Questi sono i punti di forza della nostra agricoltura.
Quality, sustainability for the environment and food security. These are the strong points of our agriculture.
The United States government and biotech companies are saying that these new technologies are needed in order to feed the world, particularly starving people in the developing world. They often say that bioengineered crops are the most researched and tested crops ever in the history of mankind, and that these crops are safe. Andrew Kimbrell is with the Center for Food Safety.
When you really look at the field of biotechnology and agricultural biotechnology, it has been the biggest single failure in the history of modern agriculture. Biotechnology is the single greatest failure in the history of modern agriculture. 20 years, billions of dollars spent, private and public, a virtual deregulated field, no labeling, and they produced exactly two products. And only one of those products is successful commercially. And that product is a product that helps us put more herbicides on our farmlands, more pollution into our rivers, more toxins into our systems. Hunger has nothing to do with food production. It has to do with food distribution. We have millions of hungry in this country, and yet we're an export country. We produce more than we could possibly eat. The United Nations, the World Health Organization, everybody has consistently said there is way more than enough food to feed the entire world. The problem isn't about the production of food. It's about the fact that that food is not distributed properly, and particularly when people are kicked off the land by the millions, which is happening with globalization. They go to the cities. When you're no longer growing your own food, there's only two ways to get your food. You can buy it, or it's given to you. And if you're too poor to buy it, you'll starve. And if we cut out all the safety net programs, which we have through our globalization, IMF, World Bank procedures, then we have starvation. That's what creates starvation.
I attended a press conference held by U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Ann Veneman and several of the ministers who spoke at the Biotechnology Expo.
Many people who are outside of this building today are saying that the goal of alleviating hunger that's being stated in here is a sham, and that what this conference is really about is shoving a dangerous technology, genetic engineering, down the throat of the world and turning control of the world's food supply over to private corporations. Why are they wrong? Specifically, why are they wrong?
This is a conference about global hunger. It is a conference that is discussing a broad range of technologies, some of them very simple technologies. Biotechnology is one of the various technologies that we're discussing in this conference, but certainly not the only one. I gave several examples, I believe, in my opening remarks today about various conservation practices that have increased the maize productivity by 46% in just 5 years in the country of Uganda. Technology, just in terms of how potatoes are planted on hillsides, increasing productivity by 70%. These are subsistence crops in these countries. And this is the kind of technology that we are talking about in addition to a broad range of technologies. And I think that what we're seeing from this conference is the coming together of many people to learn. I saw so many of the ministers, particularly from the developing world, very interested in the comments today of Dr. Caldwell, who's had so much experience with these array of technologies, the importance of genomic sequencing to be able to see what kinds of issues cause diseases. She showed the example of the potato blight that caused the famine in Ireland, and how you can address some of these issues for the future. And that's really what this conference is about, and I might ask my colleagues here to comment.
David Kervalesi is the Minister for Food and Agriculture in the country of Georgia, formerly part of the Soviet Union.
I cannot tell you that they are wrong. The point is that I think the little, slightly misunderstanding of the meeting, what we are doing today here. Since the difference exists in opinions, that's why it was decided, and I'm really thankful to Secretary Veneman and the whole USDA team that they invited us here to speak about. And I can tell you frankly that I'm ready right now to speak all those 5,000 persons separately, because it's an issue that I also would like to have full and complete information about. Main problem here that we are facing is awareness, what's going on in the world in this matter. And it's just up to the many developments that many of us could probably completely we do not understand in details. But the problem is that we need to continue this matter, intensive dialogue, together with scientists. We need to take example from the nature. Nature also makes too many things in biotechnology. That is what we need to learn. And that's why science exists. Everything, action, just thing in the world, that it has two borders, left and right. It is resistance borders. If we humans can perform within that, so it's affordable. If we just exaggerate it, make even a little bit too much, the irreversible changes will take place. So I think the main importance is to find this right place where we can act, because we need to work, but we need to learn from the nature, and nobody, I think, denies the importance of that. Unfortunately, this case regarding the Canada that I heard, I agree with colleagues that it's a legal issue, but what to do, just to stop on that? I think it's better to continue working, to continue dialogue, to speaking with all of us, invite scientists. And I would like to tell you that 1 week ago, there used to be a very important conference in Rome, held by purely scientific conference. All ecological scientists there discussing the importance of the future of the biotechnology, the problems, the bottlenecks, and the possibilities, way to cooperate in the future.
In the fall, the eyes of the world will turn to Cancun, Mexico, for the World Trade Organization ministerial meetings that will be held there. No doubt, the global food system and biotechnology will be high on the ministerial agenda list, along with intellectual property rights, further trade liberalization, and the privatization of the world's resources. Like Sacramento, protesters as well as advocates for alternative models of globalization will be in the streets, and most likely in vastly greater numbers. Reporting from Sacramento, California, I'm Mike Thornton.